I'm just 仕事アレルギーがあります。I'm allergic to work.
Allergic to your job. Sorry.
Which is the grammar point today? があります。アレルギーがあります。
I have an allergy.
Yeah, I'm allergic to something.
Okay, so what if you want to be more specific to something, right? So what if we're talking about mangoes?
はい。マンゴーにアレルギーがあります。Or マンゴーアレルギーがあります。
Huh, so you just said に。
はい。
Which in the previous lesson...We explained it as a particle indicating destination.
Right.
Or some direction. Sort of direction, right? Does it have the same function here?
Yeah, kind of. I'm allergic to mangoes, right? So, mango ni allergy ga arimasu.
That's right. Allergic to. You're allergic in the direction of mangoes, right? Basically,
toward.
Anything toward mangoes, anything related, you're allergic to them.
But in a conversation, we often drop ni.
Not only ni, but just most particles, they're dropped, right?
Yeah.
So dropping them, the sentence would become?
Mango allergy ga arimasu.
And it's pretty natural and common to drop all of the particles.
はい。エリックさん、アレルギーがありますか?
いいえ、アレルギーがありません。ナオミ先生は、アレルギーがありますか?
アレルギーがありません。ありません is a negative form of あります。We don't have any allergies.
Hey,
that's not fun.
It's not fun
for lessons.
But neither one of us are kawaii so.
ね、そうですね。So if you are allergic to eggs, you say 卵アレルギーがあります。
What if you're allergic to nuts? There's a lot of people that are allergic to some sort of nuts, some sort of peanuts.
We say nuts for nuts. So ナッツアレルギーがあります。Or ナッツにアレルギーがあります。
And you know, another common one is dust, like house dust, dust mites. How would you say that?
ほこりアレルギーがあります。Or, ほこりにアレルギーがあります。ほこり is dust.
All right, and let's zoom out a bit and not talk only about allergies, but any condition, any medical condition, anything related to the condition of your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of disease or anything. You can say that condition がArimasu, right? So, for example, if I have diabetes.
Oh, 糖尿病があります.
Ooh, that's a tongue twister. Can you say it slowly?
糖尿病. I think if you have a serious problem, you should look up the dictionary, the name of the disease you have, and put in front of がります.
Right, and that'll be very useful, especially if you're traveling in Japan and you have a condition that you want to let people know about, right?
はい。リスナーの皆さんはアレルギーがありますか?
Do you have any allergies?